Key concept number 12, use a cop entity. Famous American author Henry Miller said, "The legal system is often a mystery, and we, its priests, preside over rituals baffling to everyday citizens." Key concept number 12 highlights one of those mysteries, the cop entity. A truly solid asset protection plan will maximize all available legal protections on both sides of the bridge. This means that if you're a U.S. person, you want to arrange your assets inside the best domestic structures before you connect them to your bridge. Some of the most important of these are known as COP entities. This stands for Charging Order Protection Entities. You may be more familiar with these as limited liability companies and limited partnerships. LLCs and LPs differ radically from traditional corporations in the way that they legally define ownership. In a traditional company, the owner holds shares. These shares are seen by the courts as just another asset. And if you have a judgment creditor, then all the shares you hold are readily available to satisfy that creditor. Charging order protection entities define ownership in terms of membership or partnership. And just like a membership to an exclusive club, the COP entities can prescribe severe restrictions on who is allowed to become a member. In a well-drafted LLC or LP, you can exclude a creditor from ever becoming a member or a partner. The best a creditor can get is a charging order, which is a limited right to receive uncertain future distributions to which the real member would be entitled to. But under normal circumstances, a judge won't break up a COP entity or force any distributions. By arranging U.S.-based assets in appropriate charging order protection entities, and then connecting those entities to the bridge trust, you have truly unlocked the power of asset protection's key concepts. But there is one catch. All of this planning must be done before you find yourself in a bind. Find out why with key concept number 13, fraudulent conveyance.